Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Crystal R., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Toronto, Canada. Today is Monday, March the 18th, 2024. This is 7 a.m. Eastern Time Vision for You Big Book Meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter Built Story on page 9, the sixth paragraph that begins with, "But he did no ranting," reading through that one paragraph ending with, "The result was self-evident, it worked." Today's readers are Karen W. for the 12 steps, Bonnie B. for the 12 traditions, Colleen M. will be reading the text, Tamara C. will read page 164, and Marge O. will be our backup reader. Our newcomer greeter will be Loretta M., and our second hour host will be Maria F. The reference number for yesterday's Sunday, March 17th, 8:30 a.m. special edition meeting is 21,231. That's 21231. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Big Book Study. Our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Karen W. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Karen W., compulsive overeater from Katy, Texas. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for allowing me to be of service, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Karen. I will now ask Bonnie B. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, friends. Bonnie B. from the state of Florida. Compulsive overeater, recovered today by the grace of my God. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never to be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And step 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much for allowing me to be of service in my past.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Bill's Story on page 9, the 6th paragraph, which begins with, "But he did no ranting," and ends with, "The result was self-evident. It worked." We will be commenting on that one paragraph. I will ask Colleen M. to begin reading. Morning, Colleen.
Good morning. Thank you, Crystal, for your service. Good morning, everyone. This is Colleen M., recovered compulsive overeater from Maryland. But he did no ranting. In a matter-of-fact way, he told how two men had appeared in court, persuaded the judge to suspend his commitment. They told him of a simple religious idea and a practical program of action. That was 2 months ago, and the results were self-evident. It worked. So, well, I'm a little nervous this morning. I don't know why. I read this paragraph, and so to me, what I'm seeing here is that, you know, he did no ranting. I don't have to be an evangelist when I share my story with another. You know, I can tell in a matter-of-fact way, you know, what happened, you know, what I was like, what happened, and what I'm like now. And other thing that this, you know, eventually we will talk about spiritual solutions, since that is what this program offers us, that we are beyond human help and that we need a power that's greater than ourselves, and that it doesn't have to take long, you know, that in 2 months he's recovered and passing this on to other people. So it doesn't have to take years and years of study. And it just reminds me that for so many years I spent in OA focusing on the food and the tools, and the real deal was I didn't want to give up the food. And so therefore I was always in search of another food plan or a different sponsor with an easier, softer way, until I until my disease progressed to the point of severe desperation and willingness to to do whatever it took. You know, I wasn't ready. So all the ranting in the world would have not changed that. So it brings to mind for me that, you know, it is not my job to convince someone that they belong here, or to convince them that they need to stay here, or convince them that this is the way. But if they want it, then in a matter-of-fact way, I can tell them what happened to me and what worked for me, and then I can share the steps with them. But then they have to do the action of working the steps. And, and finding a spiritual solution and continuing to grow that connection with their higher power. So that's kind of what this paragraph said to me, and I look forward to hearing what everyone else has to say about it, and I'll pass with that. Thanks for letting me do service.
Thanks for getting us started, Colleen. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Thursday or Friday last week on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to approximately 3 minutes to allow as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when you're at 3 minutes, so please wrap up your share as best you can. Who would like to share today?
Rachel K. Barnes, New Jersey.
All right, I heard Rachel K. And was it Lauren?
Yes.
Leah S.
I've got Larry Leah K. S. And there was Larry K. Was there someone I missed? Okay. I've got Rachel K. Was it Lauren Grace B., I think? Leah S.
Yes,
and Larry
that's right.
K. Great. Thank you. Anybody else would like to share today?
Tamara C.
Got you, Tamara. I can take one or two more names.
Susan G. in Tennessee.
Perfect, Susan G. All right, let's get started with that list. So I've got, here's who I have. Rachel K., Lauren Grace B., Leah S., Larry K., Tamara C., and Susan G. Please give me your first name, the initial of your last name, and your location when you share so we can find you on the member list. If I could ask everyone to press star 1 to mute your line, we'll get started with Rachel K., followed by Lauren Grace B. Morning, Rachel.
Hi, thank you, Crystal, and thank you, Colleen, for your opening share. It was great. This is Rachel K., compulsive overeater, recovered in Indiana. And this paragraph, although it's brief, has a lesson for me. He did no ranting. Guess what? As an addict, I have strong opinions. I don't know if any of you have strong opinions, but I have strong opinions, not just about the program, but about a lot of stuff. And one of my character defects is I feel like, you know, if I have a strong opinion, everybody should hear it. And that is, you know, the character defect of selfishness, self-centeredness, and fear that if somehow I don't get my thought out, you know, if somehow you don't hear that something's going to go wrong, that my way, my script won't be followed. I can have an unexpressed thought. You know, one of the gifts of the program is that God teaches me that, yeah, not every thought in my head, no matter how strongly I feel about it, has to be expressed. So one of the things that God has helped me with and continues to help me with, because I need a lot of help, is not interrupting people, you know, is not thinking about what I'm going to say while they are saying what they have to say, is really listening. And, you know, specifically as it applies to program, you know, I need to let people have their journey. And not everybody's journey is going to be mine. And yes, I can speak what is true for me and what has worked for me, and what I believe is the best course for others. But I can only give my own experience, strength, and hope. I can only talk about, you know, I can't go wrong by with a sponsee by talking about my experience, number one, and by talking about what's in the big book, number two. Everything else, you know, I can't speak on, you know, I'm an authority on my experience because I lived it. I am not an authority on the big book, but I can share with it, and I could try the best I can to put my sponsee's hand in the hand of their higher power. Everything else is up to their higher power. It's really not up to me. And it's not up to me to make the world understand why my ideas are better than everybody else's, because guess what? You know, they're not always. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. I hope everybody has a great week, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Rachel K. Next, we have Lauren Grace B., followed by Leah S.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lauren Grace B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in South Jersey. And the part that stuck out to me this morning was that this man was in court, and these two guys came in and got him, hit the judge to let him into their care. So to me, that's like a miracle of God. And it reminds me of a story in history. There was a whole nation of people that were escaping from a very evil king and had been trying to get away for a long time. And God did certain miracles, and it was time for the people to go. And the king said, you can go. I've had it with you. And they're running away, and they get to a large body of water, and they're freaking out. They're saying to the leader, why did you bring us here? We should just go back. It wasn't that bad where we were. It sounds like me as a compulsive eater when I first was abstinent and wanted my food back. And their leader said to them, don't be afraid. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. And at that moment, the water parted and the people walked through on dry ground. And the only chance that I had to become abstinent and to reach my bottom was God. God fought for me. I needed only to be still. However, the people that were escaping from the evil king needed to actually walk through the sea and get to the other side. And that's like me too. God has graced me with this recovery, but I do need to do the footwork. So every day when I'm going through my prayer meditation, I remind myself of that. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. It's kind of like the serenity prayer, changing what I can, but trusting God with the rest. And that's all I have to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren Grace B. from South Jersey. Next, we have Leah S., followed by Larry K.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Leah S. from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm so grateful to be on this meeting today, and also recovering from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Okay, but this paragraph is saying he did no ranting. And he did know ranting means something. It means something to me. Every time that I used to pop something into my mouth, I would go, oh, and I would sort of self-right myself, you know. Okay, it's only one. Okay, it's only two. And, oh, come on, it's only one bag. It's all right. I was always sort of self-right myself in my mind. And I'm just going back to the other paragraph in previous to this one. It's that starry-eyed look. In other words, something happened to me when it did happen to me. When I finally said, enough is enough, and I'm not going to eat anymore so much of everything that I always used to eat, and I am going to identify what are my trigger foods. And it's not so hard because, hey, this person that used to be so heavy is like not only not heavy, but also there's something in her. There's something in her step. She's like walking. She's like dancing. She's like, there's something else going on. It doesn't only mean the food. It doesn't only mean the ranting. It doesn't mean the sarcasm that I have about people. It doesn't mean the judgment I have about people. It doesn't mean anything of that. It means something else is new over here, something that I didn't even experience. And how about trying it? How about identifying myself and looking at myself? What is it that is going to actually make me a believer and not a sarcastic person? And really do this. It's the steps, and it's one step at a time. And it really is simple. And with that, I pass.
Thanks so much, Leah S. Next, we have Larry K., followed by Tamara C.
Good morning. This is Larry K., recovered compulsive overeater from Chicago. Yeah, I guess the key word here that I'm hearing and everyone else seems to be hearing is ranting. You know, it brings to mind for me, we see how Ebby comes in here, but I think about myself when I had a spiritual awakening and I changed, God changed me. And I was very passionate. I was extremely passionate for this, as we would be, right? So, of course, people are you're telling me that you got to go out and carry this message and go out and sponsor. We must do this. The big book calls for it, right? But I went out like an erupting volcano of passion. Oh, my gosh, with self-righteousness, dripping with self-righteousness, you know? And God forbid you hold an opposing viewpoint as you're still suffering in this disease, as I did. I'm going to jam this down your throat. Man, baby, I'm jamming this right down your throat. And did it work? No, it didn't work. And sometimes we still wanted to jam this down someone's throat. I wanted to take the big book and I want to just stuff it down your throat, you know, but it doesn't work. And it never worked when someone did that for me. So I take for with Evie, he comes in here, right? And I just picture at that time, he did no ranting. He didn't hit Bill. Bill, look at me, man. I found religion. And you need religion. And you need this and you need that. And I'm going to show you because I know everything. No, you don't. God has shown me. No, you don't, Larry. No, you don't. I hope I'm always a baby in this program, really. It's just extraordinary. I try. If I've ever ranted to you, my apologies. My apologies, but I try my best. God shows me, my higher power shows me to do no ranting, and gosh, it works. Imagine that, it works. The message resonates, it seems to, and those were the messages that resonated with me. So that's what I'm going with. With that, I pass. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Larry K. from Chicago. Next, we have Tamara C., followed by Susan G.
Thank you, Crystal. Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C. I'm grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm from Missouri. I have really been enjoying this year and relate to so much. And now, when I read the word rant, I picture like yelling, shouting, and but it can just mean like speaking at length in an impassioned way. And I would say I don't think of myself as a ranter because I learned when I was young that it wasn't safe to like speak up and use my voice. And so my ranting would be more like internally, like being emotionally attached to whether or not this person is seeing that I'm right and that I have the truth and that they need to think like me. And so I love this, like this matter of fact way. For me, it helps me imagine like just this calm way of speaking my truth, of sharing my experience honestly. Like, and I don't have to be attached to the outcome of how it's received. And I find I can, I get to practice this not just in my 12-step work, but in all my relationships with my students and family and friends and community. And I'm learning in recovery that I deserve to have a voice. I don't have to find the perfect word, the most convincing method. I can just be me. I can pause and invite my higher power's direction. And my higher power reminds me that my story has value because I am a human and I have the experience of my own suffering and pain and the solution. And I can just share my story. My working with my sponsor, she's been reminding me that I can just have compassion for the other person I'm talking to or talking with. I can identify in with them and remember how my experience is like theirs, my feelings, and I can just share calmly and lovingly what has helped me. For Eddie, you know, the result of his 2 months of program action showed Bill that something here has power. And I learned that there is a power that can bring me relief and freedom when nothing else can, not self-discipline or self-knowledge or the perfect food plan even. So when I was cornered by powerlessness, he loves me and wants to help me. And this program, Practice Daily, puts my hand in God's hand and it works. I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Tamara C. from Missouri. Next, we have Susan G., and then I'll be taking a few more names. Go ahead, Susan.
Thanks, Crystal. Good morning. It's Susan G. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. And beautiful shares this morning. Appreciate everyone here welcoming the newcomer as well and all on the line. So I was so struck this morning that this is what happened to me after years of being in OA and relapse. And I dedicated to coming every morning to this meeting. I asked a woman to sponsor me, and she did not rant, but she was firm. And what she did was she kind of took me and relieved me of my previous attempts, failed attempts, and I was able to suspend my own judgment of myself in this program. I didn't know if it was going to work this time or not. But, you know, I let go of any judgment and kind of just cleansed the slate, as it were. And she told me of a simple religious idea and a practical program of action. She said it's about surrender, as we hear a lot of in recovery, and working the 12 steps. 1 through 12. And it was that simple. She told me her experience, strength, and hope. And it really didn't matter the details of my story. You know, that really actually didn't matter at all because it works no matter what the details of my situation were, and maybe yours too. And then in a short amount of time, within about 9 or 10 weeks, I had made it through and had an incredible spiritual awakening that relieved me of that ranting and I've got to know, I've got to save you or save myself. It really, this little paragraph is so beautiful to me this morning. It's a simple guidance of how to be a sponsee and how to be a sponsor. It's about a higher power, a program of action, and then walking in peace. And I'm so grateful for it every day. And with that, I will surrender the time and I pass. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Susan G. from Tennessee. Before we continue, let me remind everyone where we are at. We are in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter Bill's Story on page 9, the 6th paragraph, starting with, "He did no ranting." Reading through that one paragraph, ending with, "The result was self-evident, it worked." And we are commenting on that one paragraph. I'll now take another set of names. If you haven't shared in the last few days, we'd love to hear from you. Who would like to share?
Kara B.
Erin K.
Karen K.
Mandy S.
Marie Ellen G.
I've got Kara B, Erin K, Mandy S, Marie Ellen G. Would anybody else like to share? I can take a few more names. All right, let's go with that list then. So I've got Karen B, Erin K, Mandy S, and Marie Ellen G. Please give me your first name, the initial of your last name, and your location when you share so we can find you on the member list. If I could ask everyone to please star one to mute your line. We'll get started with Kara B, followed by Erin K.
Thank you so much. Hi, friends. I'm Kara B from Michigan, and I relate so much of what other people have shared. The part that stood out to me as well was that he did no ranting. God often works with me on learning how to take the sacred pause before I speak and actually pause and connect in with him and ask him what he would have me say, because I have lots of lovely ideas that I think are pretty spectacular. And when I go off on my own, not on a rant, but when I just kind of spout off without thinking or have thoughtless words, I can actually do a lot of damage without even realizing it. And so God is really working with me lately on being present and planting my feet, breathing, connecting, and really listening to people. And not, as was mentioned before, just preparing what I'm going to say next, like really hearing someone, really holding space. And before I speak, to breathe and to connect and think and speak what he would have me speak. And that is very hard for me to do, because I think I know how the world should go and what people should do and how the universe should be run. And it's really, really good for me to pause and learn from other people that are saying things that I could learn from if I'm too busy in self, I miss it. So I'm really grateful that God is patient with me as he works with me on this, and I'm grateful for this concept and the reinforcement of what he's already trying to teach me and that I'm in the lab for right now. Thanks so much, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Kara B. Next, we have Erin K., followed by Mandy C. Sorry, Mandy S.
Morning, everybody. This is Erin K., recovered compulsive overeater, also in Michigan. Yeah, ranting. Ranting, it's like, it's all about expressing opinions, trying to get your opinion across. But matter of fact is, it's facts, right? It's just the facts, ma'am. Like, this is what happened. Ebby was telling Bill what happened to him. And, through this simple spiritual idea and practical program of action, a lot of things happened to me in my life. And just like this says, the result was self-evident. It worked. So when, the results of this program have become the facts of my life, I don't actually need to fall back on any kind of opinion or ranting. Like, the most effective way to carry the message about what happened to me is to just tell fellows, prospective sponsees, newcomers, what happened to me. I don't need anything else. I had the opportunity, I had family in town recently, and I just was in reflection about how stuff that would have just driven me up the wall, before recovery, before this, I learned to apply these simple spiritual principles in a practical way in my life. These things drove me nuts before, but they literally didn't bother me. And I have seen the quality of my relationships grow and blossom and change on many, many levels. And I think for me, that's the most powerful, you know, testimony that this stuff works. And I think with that, I'll pass. Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks so much. Erin K. from Michigan. Now we have Mandy S., followed by Mary Ellen G.
Hi, this is Mandy S. from Chicago, Central Time. I'm grateful to be on a meeting today. So, you know, when we start to get recovered, the results are kind of self-evident. You know, I've only been recovered for about 5 months, but the results have been kind of self-evident. And, you know, now other people who struggle with, some of my friends who have struggled with food addiction have reached out and asked, you know, what I did. But the truth is I didn't do anything. This is all of my higher power that did this and working these 12 steps. So, you know, I can explain kind of matter-of-factly, but, you know, the results have been pretty self-evident of what this program can do. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mandy S. from Chicago. Next, we have Marie Ellen G., and I'll be taking another set of names after that. Morning, Marie Ellen.
Yes, good morning. Marie Ellen G. from, I think you said, say where you're from, New York. And I just so appreciate this meeting, and I'm happy to share. My gosh, when we read this this paragraph, what I thought of is I have always been told, oh, you're so intense, you're so passionate. And I would get a lot of validation from being able to express something in a passionate and intense way. And I'd get that validation mostly from people who already saw the thing the same way I did, whatever it was. And but for those who didn't, oh, my gosh, they had to sit through that intensity and that passion that I'm calling God, when really it was myself, and I probably hurt people in that. And even growing up, I'm thinking, even as I got older at a table, I remember a friend came and later said, oh, you and your brother were arguing. I'm like, what? We weren't arguing. It's because of the way we talk. Everybody was intense at the table. And so coming to OA and having the transformation that this program has allowed me to experience, following the steps, doing what it says, surrendering it, and keeping my mouth shut and allowing just my life to be a witness, to be a testimony, I had to practice that. I'd go to say something, and then I have to pull back. Hold on. It's been like a retraining, a surrender, actually, of my tongue and my mouth and my thoughts, all of it. It's been a surrender from inside out, and only by the grace of my higher power, which I call God, can I even step into the water to even do that. But through it, I've had people come to me and say, tell me, what are you doing? Help me to understand. And if I had been lecturing or passionately expressing, and of course I would think the end result was always the reason, I'm doing it out of love, I'm doing it, but it wasn't loving. So I just feel like this has just given me a template for living, and I'm so, so grateful. I don't share a ton because there's so many here, but I'm really grateful today that I'm having the, gumption to share. So thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks so much, Mary Ellen G. from New York. I can now take another set of names. We do have time for another 5 or 6 shares. If you have shared in the last few days, if you haven't shared in the last few days, we'd love to hear from you. Who would like to share?
Jenna B. from Denver.
Kelly H.
Trisha D. Georgia.
Patty
Arian K.
I've got Donna B., Kelly H., Trisha D., was it Carrie Ann that I heard?
Darian,
okay. Thank you. And was there another person that I missed?
Patty O. from Florida.
Is that Patty O.?
Yes.
All right, let's go with that list. I've got Donna B., Kelly H., Trisha D., Darian K., I think, and Patty O. All right, if I can ask everybody to please press star 1 to mute your line, and if you could give me your first name, initial of your last name, and location when you share so we can find you on the member list. We'll get started with Donna B., followed by Kelly H. Morning, Donna.
Hi. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and thank you for those who have shared. I just wanted to talk for a minute. Oh, I'm Donna B. from Colorado, Mountain Time. I just wanted to share a little bit about this idea of a practical program of action. And I looked it up in the dictionary, and practical means concerned with the actual doing or use of something rather than with the theory and ideas. And I believe that I love to be in the theory. I love to be in the theory. I love to keep talking about something and not actually doing it. And sometimes I convince myself that I've actually done something when all I've done is talk about it. And for me, this is important. This is a program that's practical. This is not a program that's flaunted or, you know, high and mighty. It's a program that's practical, that works for everyone. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Donna B. from Colorado.
Next, please.
We are in the big book, Built Story, page 9, sixth paragraph. It starts with, he did no ranting, and ends with, the result was self-evident, it worked. All right, so thanks again, Donna B. from Colorado. Next, we have Kelly H., followed by Trisha D.
Good morning. This is Kelly H. from North Carolina. I think I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Yep, okay. Go ahead.
All right, cool beans. The word ranting, he did no ranting, which implies that he has Bill's attention. I'm really amazed how often my ego does not allow for good listening, except when I'm in this program and I have serenity and I'm listening, or I've come off of a binge and I am so completely on my face, ready for that, just some resolve. This is Bill's like moment, you know, this come to Jesus moment, but it's a very gracious moment. But there are times, even when I'm working this program and I'm in a meeting, the timer is going off and I am so unrehearsed about being restrained. I've given in to my compulsion, and I am a compulsive overeater. I didn't self-identify that, I don't think. But one of the things that I remember clearly upon first going to meetings is I was cut off in the middle of a share because I exceeded a 3-minute time frame. And it was humiliating, but it was okay. I needed to learn that restraint is a good thing, that there is no ranting, that there isn't a need to basically commit verbal diarrhea in a room full of strangers or close friends or fellows, that I can live with restraint. And the message is alluring in itself. I don't have to drum it up. I don't have to verbally process things ad nauseum to a room full of people. I can say my bit and let God speak through it. And that is a comfort to me. I'm an extrovert and all of those things, but all of those things are outside the program issues. The point is, do I have a story? Do I have something that's resonating? Do I have truth to share? Then let God breathe through those details. And that's a good counsel for me this morning. I've appreciated everyone's shares this morning. With that, I'll pass.
All right. Thanks so much, Kelly H. from North Carolina. Next, we have Trisha D., followed by Darian K.
Good morning. This is Trisha D. from Georgia. And this paragraph that we just read, you know, he did no ranting. It's a simple three words that also continue also in that paragraph. It's simple of action. And what I recall to mind when I was just before I ever met Vision for You and I was in other OA programs, I can remember sponsors that were harsh with me and would, if I, when I would relapse or pick up again, I'd get yelled at and it would just make me freeze. And I would just, you know, go, oh my gosh. And I had such memories of my dad yelling at me. But now that I've been in the Vision for You for over 4 years now, and I hear suchness, but also I hear that this seriousness of the program, you know, it's not for people who want it or do it, but for people, I mean, it is for people who do it. It's not for people who need it or want it, but for people who do it. And you know what it says? It's a simple religious, you know, I got simple religious. It's really meaning it's spiritual. That's what my sponsors have encouraged me and guided me in, is going deeper spiritually. And that's why I kept relapsing and kept picking up, is because I needed to deepen that spiritual relationship with my higher power, who I call God. And, you know, every day to really look at myself is, am I being honest with myself, with my food, with my relationships, with my interactions with other people? And it's in the details, but it's also as action, where I am doing my nightly inventory, I'm making my phone calls, I'm sponsoring, you know, just doing the work. And I've come to find that absence is the most precious gift that I've been given, and I need to really, with all my heart, every day I'm on my knees in the morning praying, thanking God for the gift of absence, and saying, God, it's your power, not mine. And I know without him, I cannot do this program. So I just thank you for letting me share. And for newcomers on the line, my recommendation is, it's just go deeper spiritually, because for me, that has been the answer, is that God wants you to stay in that precious moment, in that awareness of his presence in guiding us every moment of every day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Tricia D. from Georgia. Next, we have Darian K., followed by Patty O.
Yes, good morning, Crystal. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, Darian K. in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. I'm gratefully recovered today, and really happy to be on the line and hear all of you. And all the, for all the wisdom I get, just makes my ride to work so pleasant. you know, just thinking, when someone rants at me, what I want to do, what I might not do, but what I really want to do is roll my eyes, lock my ears, and just you know, go into a shell, you know, like a turtle, you know. Just I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear someone speak at me. And you know, I remember when in the days before program, just going to certain, you know, diet programs, and you know, people would lecture about, you know, the food and what recipes really and what to eat, and it did feel like a rant at that time, because, you know, it was something that I just couldn't wrap my head around, and I knew really in my heart that I wasn't going to stick to it, that it just was completely impossible to feel that deprived. And you know, such a yucky feeling of being without, you know, that I didn't want to do it. And so, you know, all that ranting doesn't work. And I have to remember that too with everything, not just the food. You know, I want to change certain situations in my life today with people. It's always about relationships and people. And where do I get when I'm ranting? Absolutely nowhere. On the other end of the line, I'm sure they're rolling their eyes and blocking their ears. But I forget that, you know, and so I have to remember it. It's a really, really good thing for me to remember today, that it just doesn't get us anywhere, that gentle voice, that healing, because we know that somebody else is in our shoes, that perspective taking, that, you know, knowing that someone else really, really knows what we're going through because they've been through it, and that they can offer us that quiet guidance that we need to get through. You know, that's what works for me. Because I too grew up in a house full of yelling and screaming, and it just wasn't pleasant. So I just need that gentle, peaceful direction. And I get that. I get that from this program. I get that from the meetings that I go to and the people that I speak to. And I'm just so, so grateful for that, because, you know, it works. It really does. And I'm just grateful to have all of you in my life. So thank you, Ed.
Thanks so much, Darian K. from Massachusetts. Next, we have Patty O., and we might have time for one more share. Go ahead, Patty.
Hi, my name is Patty O., and I live in Florida. And my experience is, prior to any kind of recovery in a 12-step program, so many people who loved me or were strangers to me told me what I should do for my problem with alcohol, drugs, and definitely with food. And I heard not one word they said. After the word should, it's like I turned the receiver off. And it wasn't until I came to a 12-step program that I was open to the idea that maybe I might have had a problem with all those things. And it was because people talked about their experience. And all of a sudden, I could hear that they were like me, and that maybe if I did what they did, I could have that recovery from the terrible obsession and pain that goes along with addiction. And I've been sober 35 years, but I was never able to apply what I learned there and bring it into my food addiction. It was only when I hooked up or started to listen to people's experience with food addiction that the possibility of recovery and what was I willing to do. And, you know, I've been decades trying to get free from the obsession of food, and I've had various degrees of success. But 6 months ago, I took a sponsor, Envision, and I knew absolutely it wasn't going to work, just like it hadn't worked for decades. And for some reason that I do not understand, I went through the steps with her, and today I feel free of the obsession to hurt myself with food. And you know, I don't want to share on this line. I don't know you people. I can't see how you're reacting to me, so it's terrifying for me. I make them phone calls to strangers I don't know. All I do is I'm willing to do whatever will keep me in recovery. You've given me a set of tools. You didn't just take away my food without giving me something to replace it. And that something is fellowship, 12 steps, a God that I can go to when cheesecake just seems like the best idea in the world. So I appreciate you listening to me, and I'm just going to, my experience is I just keep taking the suggestions, and somehow I'm not eating. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Patty O. from Florida. Would anyone like to take a two-minute share?
This is Chris from Nashville.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you so much. This is only my second time on the meeting, but I wanted to share what I heard another person share on the Scottsdale meeting, that this is a powerful time to see that Bill Wilson was good friends with Ebbe Thatcher. And they drank together, and they actually had a secret pact that if one of them got sober, the other one would get sober. So here's Ebbe with this beautiful face shining with the light of God, you know, basically exuding sobriety. So it's like Bill couldn't have heard the message from any other person as clearly as he heard it from Ebby. And I just love this section because it sort of tells us that attraction rather than promotion is a very powerful thing. If we want to go to somebody, it's better to just show our recovery by example instead of saying, you should, you know. I could never hear that when somebody said you should. You know, don't should on yourself. So I basically really listen to people when they share, this is what happened to me, and they say it in a calm manner. I love that about recovery. You know, I can hear people, and I've heard a lot of really good people today. And I'm so excited to hear so many people on Central Time because I'm on Central Time too. And I don't know how to get the phone list, but I don't think I'm on it, so I guess I'll find that out later. But thank you so much for your service.
Thanks so much, Chris from Nashville. Stick around for the second hour when they'll give you more information about the phone list and the membership list.
Thank you. That's all
the time we have. You're welcome. That's all the time we have for sharing. Thank you to everyone who shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. The share ID for today, Monday, March the 18th, 2024, is 21,232. 21232. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Tamara C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only, through to keep you until then.
Thank you, Crystal. The recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.